It's a post-match show from the Eight Bells, just down the road from Fulham. It is an away pub. We are away supporters, but unfortunately we saw our team lose today. They got beat 3-2. Disappointing fashion. Listen, it's always disappointing if you get beat. I've got Sean O'Donnell, I've got Dan Austin. Craig Harrington to come when we find him, but Dan, it just feels like it's individual mistakes for me. You can talk about tactics, you can talk about the things the manager could have done, but it's individual defensive errors that mean we can see three goals today. And when you can see three goals, it's hard to win.
It is. It's a shame. I ultimately don't think it matters. And it's sunny and it's the best away of the year, so I'm still having a nice time.
We're going to do people's heads and I'm on your side.
I just thought he went mad for 20 minutes, really, and started doing stupid shit. And if you do stupid shit against a competent, well-coached team, then they'll probably score. And they scored quite a few in a short space of time, and that's really hard to recover from. Liverpool did the best to recover from it, but gave themselves too much to do. I thought they started really quite well. Moved the ball relatively quickly, scored a goal that wasn't really, you know, a proper chance, but gives them a strong position to defend in the game, and then just went mad. Awful at the back. I thought the centre halves were terrible, to be honest. I thought they had a bad night in midweek and continued that for the majority of the day. I thought there was a chance that the other goalkeeper maybe saves all three, certainly saves at least one.
I
thought there was a shot at all three. I haven't seen any of this back, by the way, but every one of them I thought, oh, maybe. So if you're going to be sort of that poor for 20 minutes, then you can't really complain when you get done. And they tried with all the might in the second half, and the shape got better, and every substitute helped an awful lot, but it was just too much to do. And if you have a 20 as bad as that, then you've got to cop for it, really, but it shouldn't. The whole point is they can afford that 20 and they can afford today because of how good they've been so far.
Yeah, that's it. It's a defeat that puts us 11 points clear. And if you're going to get beat, then get beat to be 11 points clear. But they'll be frustrated because we could have been sat here thinking we're 14 points clear and you've almost got two hands on the tail. So they'll be annoyed and they'll be frustrated because we went 1-0 up and the game's there and you just felt they were just a little bit too lax, a little bit too kind of complacent maybe. And yeah, they just the way they defend that first half, they won't be pleased with.
So